This is Passport to Texas. Campfires at state parks enliven your overnight camping experience. Yet Terry Irwin says before building a blaze, ensure the site is suited for the purpose.
When you want to build a fire out there, you certainly have to find a location to build it. You have to gather the material and make sure that it's not wet. You want your ground or the level where you're going to build the fire to be dry. So you clear the leaves away, and if possible, gather up some rocks and make a fire ring so that it will contain that fire.
Irwin is an avid outdoorsman and former hunter education coordinator for Parks and Wildlife. Unless authorized by the park manager, he says you may not collect firewood at the park. Therefore, campers must pack in what they need.
Start with a bird's nest of material so that if you put your spark in there, gather up some cedar boughs or some cedar bark, and when you spark it, you can blow it on that spark will enhance that fire. And even start with little sticks and graduate up to bigger sticks until you put the twigs and grass and bark shavings and things like that on the fire to get it started. Then you can add your larger sticks to it and get it going at that point.
Extinguish your campfire by drenching it with water and repeat this step until all embers are dead. Alternatively, cover the embers with a thick layer of soil. That's our show, funding provided in part by Ram Trucks. Guts, glory, Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.